This is Kelly Blewett. I'm joined tonight by Victoria Karamanoukian and Colleen Dwight to talk about Books for Lunch, an event happening at Xavier University on February 5th, 2015. Ladies, could you just tell us a little bit about this event?
Sure. Books for Lunch is a fundraising effort on behalf of the Seven Hills Upper School, and it's been going on for 30 years, which we're super proud of. Every year, a renowned author has been invited to the school. First, they speak to the students, which is the best part of the program in some ways. There's also, as you mentioned, a luncheon open to the public. So it's a community-wide event in which people can come and hear the author. And we also have an author dinner for a smaller group in the home of a family of the school the evening before. So we really try to hit a lot of different groups and areas. And as I said, the students are usually super excited to hear about the author. And this year, some of the students in the upper school have a chance to read her books, which makes her visit so much more interesting for them.
Tell us about the author who's coming.
This year's author is Alexandra Fuller. She's written one fiction book, but she's super well known for her memoirs. I think her best known is Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight, which is a coming-of-age memoir. She had British parents, but she grew up in Africa during a civil war. So it's an incredible life history. And she also has this year, her newest book was published in 2015, and in January 2016 is out in paperback. It's Leaving Before the Rains Come. And both of those books have been New York Times bestsellers. So she has a good audience of readers out there.
How did it come that you guys selected Alexandra Fuller for this event?
It involved a committee, was comprised of the head of the upper school, Matt Bolton, the head of college counseling, Susan Mars, and the head of the English department, Trista Hoare, and Victoria and me. And Alexandra was our unanimous first choice, and we're really excited that she's coming and can't wait for a terrific presentation. We've seen lots of her YouTube videos, and she's incredibly charismatic and engaging.
And she's got a fabulous accent, which always is fun to listen to. And her life story is really compelling. So I think for the kids and for the adults, just hearing how she was able to surmount some difficulties and come out at the end, she has a really wonderful and humorous way of looking at the challenges in life.
Now, you mentioned there's all of these sort of different components to the event, and I would just love to hear more about how she's going to be able to interact with some of the students at Seven Hills, because that is just really exciting, such an opportunity. And you mentioned before we taped that they might have actually read some of the books before they even meet her.
That's right. The senior class is reading Don't Let's Go to the Dogs Tonight, and some of the sophomores are as well. And she'll speak to the entire upper school student body on Friday morning. And then she'll do sort of a smaller breakout session in the library to students who are interested in journalism and writing. And
other ways of interacting with the author. They'll also have book signing, which is fun. Mm-hmm. So you get sort of your take-home souvenir. And I think one of the most fun traditions they've had at the school since Books for Lunch has been going on for 30 years is towards the end of the author's visit in the morning at the school, the seniors take her to the senior lounge, and they have a wall where all the past authors have signed the wall in the senior lounge. So that's sort of another cool memory of her visit.
I know you've had Barbara Kingsolver, Colum McCann. Tell us about some of the other names up there.
Doris Kearns Goodwin was one of the super big names and very popular, as was Tom Wolfe. And last year we had Colum McCann, and we've also had Robert Edsel. That's an example of a nonfiction book. He was the author of Monuments Men. You may remember the movie. George Clooney was in it. So we've worked with poets, we've worked with novelists, nonfiction authors, and we always try to bring in a range. So that's been very important.
Curtis Sittenfeld also was one of our authors, and she was extremely popular.
She's a local author, yeah.
So. She's also an alum of Seven Hills.
So it sounds like the students are really going to benefit both right away and then also kind of long-term adding to this literary tradition. For those of us listening who maybe want to go to this event, how do we get more information? What is the luncheon going to be like that we can go to?
You can go online at the website to purchase tickets for the luncheon. It is on Friday, February 5th. It starts at about 11:30. A luncheon will be served while the author speaks for something close to an hour. And then afterwards, there's also the opportunity to have a book signed and have a few moments one-on-one on the author. It's at Xavier Cintas Center, so it's quite a generous space, and we have a nice crowd of 200 to 300 people. There's a Q&A, so people should feel welcome to also speak with the author.
Now, that event again is on February 5th, so tickets should be purchased by January 15th. And we will have a link on our website to the place that you can purchase tickets at wvxu.org.
Right. It's a Books for Lunch webpage on the school website. The link will get you there, or you can always contact the school as well.
Very good. Well, I have been talking with Victoria Kara Manoukian and Colleen Dwight about the Books for Lunch event that's coming up at Xavier University on February 5th. For more information, see our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Kelly Blewett.